Perfect. I'm very happy to be here, Pax Europiana, the podcast of Günter Fehlinger here from Austria. We have a very special guest now, one of the leading voices of Kosovo recognition, Kosovo freedom, the fight for the Republic in America, is the executive director of the Albanian American Civic League and the author of an important book, which is about the genocide against the Albanians by the Serbs through the centuries. And he's one of the leading public voice of Kosovo freedom. I'm very happy, Agim Alichkaj, the floor is yours. Please present your case and your situation. And thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thank you, Gunther. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak about the situation in our homeland and in the Balkans as well, in the whole region. From America, where many things happen, where the decisions are always made about smaller nations. I've been in America since 1990, and as soon as I stepped in here, I joined the Albanian American Civic League. At the time was led and is still leading by the former congressman Joseph J. Djovardi, who is our national hero. He, along with Shirley Cloyce Djovardi, his wife, who joined later in 1994, have been are the strongest voices for our cause in Washington. They have opened the doors in Washington from the beginning, when at the time, I remember very well that many congressmen and senators didn't even know where Kosovo was. And when they didn't know the problem, they didn't understand the problem, but we worked together very hard, you know, informing the Congress, informing the public, informing the everybody who deals with foreign policy. And during that time, as you know, the history from 1990, things got worse until 1999, where, you know, this dictator Milosevic, his idea was to take care of once of for all for Albanian for Albanian people. He wanted to destroy the people, annihilate Albanians. That was his intention. It was not hidden. Actually, that is not only, it didn't start only with him. Serbia has been our enemy since the beginning, and it started the genocide, as you mentioned, this book. We wrote
Please
this book.
Show it to the camera. Yeah, exactly. That's an important book about the genocide, 150 years of history of brutality by the Serbs against the Albanians. Thanks a lot for showing it and explain a little bit the background.
Yes. On the back, there are three messages. This is a pocketbook, because in America, things have to be really quite, you know, short. You cannot go with long, with big books. Those are for libraries, for people who like to study. But we needed to address our problem in a very specific way, and this helped us a lot, because we spread this, we sent this book all over, and we always, whenever we have meetings with any senator, congressman, anybody, we presented this. But this book was done in last 3 years, not before. Before we did in a different way. But the most important thing is, and that's the title says it itself, never forget. Well, unfortunately, Albanians do forget very, very, very easy. And I am going to mention the statement award from Leo Freundlich, who was, I think, in Austria. He was a Jew, but he lived in Austria. He said, Albanians suffer from a short memory, so short that after a short time, they call their butchers friends. The genocide, as we did this with Professor Dr. Nusret Lana, the genocide took place from 1984, but it was in five phases. We put the phases here. Every time Serbia did a type of, you know, not exactly the genocide of big scale, but, you know, killing 10,000, 15,000, chasing people out, you know, forcing them to leave the country, forcing them to go to Turkey, all over. So ethnically cleansing the territories, and you know that Albanians were living up to Nish, and that's in 1984 Nish was Albanian. Then they Toplice, Nish, Sanjak, all these up to Vranje, all these cities, they were cleansed during that time. 18, that was the first phase. And then there came other phases during the First World War, Second World War, Rankovic's time, and then Milosevic's time, the last phase, which culminated in 1999. And thanks to the, of course, our resistance, but the help of the democratic world, we finally got free from Serbia. And of course, we are building our own country, which I believe it was long overdue, and definitely we need a lot of help to make this country, the Republic of Kosovo, very strong. I think it's in everybody's interest, and I think even it is in Serbian interest. They don't understand by trying to occupy and subjugate other people to their will, that is only making things worse. They don't understand that even now, they don't understand that they have lost Kosovo. They, in order for them to do something to bring Kosovo back under their occupation would be to start another war, which is not going to happen. Thanks God for NATO intervention, and NATO is there. Even though Kosovo is not yet in NATO, which you always advocate, and I the same, because that's the only way when Serbia is going to know it's done. You know, that's when Serbia is going to understand Kosovo is gone. Like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Agim.
Pardon?
Absolutely, Agim. Tell me a little bit, how is the situation now in Washington, in America? Is there strong support for Kosovo? Is there also support for Kosovo joining NATO? Because I hear now in the U.S. Congress there was a new law proposed not to have changes of borders. And so there's a lot of important things going on in Washington, and maybe you can talk about it.
Yes. Look, the most important thing is that Kosovo's case is the just cause. This is a just cause. When you go to a senator and congressman, we are not going like somebody from Serbia has to say, oh, we want Kosovo back. That's our cradle. We Albanians did this. Did that. We are only what are we asking to make Kosovo stronger for everybody, even for Serbian minority. But the Serbian minority has to get rid of their connections with Serbia. Not connections. They can have connections, but not to be directed by Serbia against the Republic of Kosovo. They have to recognize their own country. Now, in the United States, as I said, it would make much easier for us during all this time, 30-something years that I've been working with Joe DiAguardi and Shirley Claude DiAguardi, because we never had we had a problem to get access, but once we got access to every senator, congressman, including Biden, Bob Dole, all the figures that helped our cause, they understood it. It was very easy to understand when we presented them. We didn't want we didn't ask nothing that is not human, that is not in favor of peace and security. So we didn't have to create any trouble. All we want is freedom to live, to exist, and to live in our homeland. And then, I have this feeling, I always, in the beginning, you had to do certain support for a senator, congressman. But after that, as Tom Lantos and John McCain, they took it to their heart. They understood our cause with their hearts. They worked with us. We didn't even need to support them in their election because some of them, they were very, very powerful and they got elected very easy. Like John McCain always won his seat. So now it's a little bit more difficult. We've been very strong in 1990s because then genocide was happening. You know, people were being murdered and children, massacred and everything. But now it's much more difficult. Most of the senators and congressmen that we worked for decades, they are, have retired or, so they are not there anymore. So we have started in the last 5 years with a new. So now we are reaching out to other new senators, congressmen, and which is pretty good. Of course, it's not the same as before, but the idea was that we would want to change something. Things now, after these four wars that happened, and this was, these wars, they were done or created or instigated by Serbia itself, by Milosevic. Now, after these four wars, everybody understands that there is no more changing of anything. You start to change borders. That's what why the war started, because Serbia wanted to dominate Yugoslavia. They wanted half of Croatia. They wanted, you know, half of Bosnia at least. They wanted Kosovo, Montenegro, this and that. So now, after all these four wars, at least the Western countries and the Western, you know, politicians, diplomats, everybody understands that changing anything on the ground is a mistake. It only creates problems. So we have now a settled situation. We have the Republic of Kosovo. We have Serbia itself, which is, they don't understand. They are big enough. They are large enough the way they are, because half of their land is not theirs, actually. It's either Albanians or Croatian or something, or Hungarian, you know. So they should understand enough is enough, no more hegemony, keep what you have, build the country, work for the prosperity of your people, and create a great relationship. Why shouldn't we live together, you know, in peace and security and have fun? Life is difficult enough even without that. And they are making lives difficult for everybody. I think they are making lives for themselves miserable, for being constantly under pressure. Oh, we want this, we want to do this. We want, you know, Serbia, greater Serbia. We want Serbian, Serbian war now. Now the new war for the greater Serbia is Serbian war. If we ask in Europe, everybody for its own world, it's going to be a hell. It's not possible. Let's find a way to get together. Serbia has to learn. You know, Joe Biden said after the war, he was then chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee in the Senate. He said, the biggest mistake that we made after the bombing of Serbia, we chased them out from Kosovo, but we failed to do you can call it decriminalization or denazification. Same what happened in Germany after the World War II. They had to go through learning that was wrong and this and that. Serbs, nobody works in the Serbia and Serbian people. They are still in hands of types like Milosevic, who, of course, they cannot do the same, but Vucic is no different than Milosevic. So all what they're doing is poisoning the people further and further, telling them, oh, we are the victims, and we have the right to kill other people because they will kill us, and we need their land. They're continuing the same path for all after these wars. It's such a big mistake that they are making. It's terrible. And the West failed to do the denazification of Serbia, when then you would have a normal country. Unfortunately,
I completely agree. Serbia must be denazified.
We have a country who is sick, Gunther. It's sick. This country is sick. I'm not saying all the Serbian people, of course. And I would and also, I make sure whenever I speak about Serbia, I don't mean all Serbian people. I mean Serbian regimes. I mean Serbian, unfortunately, even Serbian Academy of Sciences. Unfortunately, also the church is included in this, in their effort for this Serbian war. They are all wrong. And they are making such a big mistake, and this is going to cost them more than to anybody, but they're giving a hard time to everybody. Now, in America, I think there is no appetite in America. As you can see, Donald Trump himself, he is constantly, you can blame him for many things, and we may not agree with him for many things, but he is constantly talking about peace. Peace, peace, peace. That's what we need in this world. And he's trying also in his own way, of course. I don't think that...
Let me ask you something, because on the internet and Twitter, you know, I'm very active. I saw a lot of Serbs who were the Serbs for Trump, and they had the opinions that Trump will be pro-Serbian and Dodik. He has seemingly made a massive influence buying operation in America. And also Vucic was very active with his influence buying in America. So how do you assess the Serb lobby? Is it really strong in Washington? And is Trump really pro-Serbian or is he pro-Kosovo? What's your assessment?
I will give you my opinion about that. Of course, you know, it can be a little bit different because that's my point of view. In my point of view, Trump was supported from both sides, both Albanians and Serbs, because many Albanians are very conservative. There are other reasons why they supported Trump. Serbs supported Trump because they thought that he is too close to them and that he will bring them Kosovo back or whatever that in their mind. They were all the time, they were, advocating if Trump wins, he's going to bring Kosovo back and this. These are all fantasies. Trump is a very practical person. He has good relations with Serbs, but he has good relations with Albanians as well. Many Albanians, they were supers in his building. He knows many Albanians. He knows himself, his family is also interacts with others as well. And the point is this. Trump doesn't want to create problems because anything that you do, what is Serbia is asking, that means to create a problem. Anything that Trump does or anybody in America does to help the Kosovo side, our government, Albin Kurti and Vjosa Osmani, and this is on the path of peace and prosperity because we are asking only for peace, to be left alone, to work hard, to go on with our lives without disturbing anybody. And they are claiming this, minority rights. You know that Serbian minority has all the rights that they the most rights that anybody in this world. They have this 10 seats there in the parliament automatically. Now, of course, why would Lista Srpska be allowed? I think it's a big mistake. They have in their platform, in their program, they don't recognize Kosovo. How in the world you can allow? In America, it would have never happened. Let's assume that there is a party here that was directed by Cuba or Venezuela, financed by Cuba, and to operate in democracy at their wish. So they then don't recognize the state, but they don't want to grab from the state. But the problem is their intention is not to create something together with Albanians. It is to grab something. It is to destroy something. And that is wrong. That's why I don't think Trump will help him. And the Serbs realized after he became a president, they thought, oh, what's going to happen? Nothing happened. The only person who is negative, and I have to mention his name, although always I am advised by Joe DioGuardi, and Shirley, please don't mention his name again, because Joe and Shirley are our leaders. I am executive director, but Joe is the president, Shirley is vice president, and I am the executive director. I'm helping to bring the community together, to work together in Washington, and so on. They're telling me, don't mention his name because you are making him irrelevant. That's Richard Grenell. He is a very negative person. He's one of the Americans who is working against peace and security in Balkans and Europe. He has, in one way or another, I am not going to talk how he is taking this or that. I don't know. I know that he got awarded by Vucic, which doesn't happen so easy. And also, many people say that he takes money from them and whatever. That I don't know. And I'm not interested to even know that. I know what he's stating publicly. Imagine he's, doing, he's proposing things that will never work. Imagine he said, it's not important to recognize two countries. Lately, about 2 months ago, he said, it's not important to recognize the countries each other. Let's work together. How can they work together if they don't recognize each other? And many other things. And so he is giving Serbs. That's why I don't want to be all too long on him. He doesn't deserve it. He's giving Serbs, hope that they can achieve something in Kosovo. Do you understand me? So that's why he's working against Kosovo, against Europe, against America. I think he's an anti-American by his behavior.
Absolutely. He has very negative influence on the whole Balkans and on American foreign policy. He's the quintessential K Street lobbyist, pay as you go. And he's a very negative figure. I'm really hope
Okay,
that Trump will not work with him anymore.
But I have to make this point. Trump, he may listen a little bit to Grenell, but he is not going to listen to him to do bad things. Do you understand me? Nobody understands that. You cannot tell Trump, okay, we want to go and take Kosovo back and give it to Serbia. That's ridiculous. But people, you know, Serbs think that. They say, oh, yeah, Grenell is going to Trump. He knows him. Oh, let's give Kosovo here. Take it, give it. Oh, nice. That doesn't work like that. They are so, I mean, they live in fantasy land, things that they cannot achieve. But the problem with Grenell, one more, is that he is influencing opposition in Kosovo. This is the problem. He is interfering in internal affairs of Kosovo. He is talking to opposition. He claims, oh, thought he shouldn't be in jail. What can he do about the court? He's lying. It's not possible. That's a process. That's going to go through no matter what. If thought he is innocent, he's going to be, of course, released. If he's not, he's going to have, you know, to respond for his crimes or whatever. If he did, I don't know if he did. I hope he didn't, and I think he didn't. But you never know. So, but Grenell is lying. So the PDK is believing him. Oh, help to release Sachi from the jail. Why it didn't happen? It has been there more than a year now, nothing. So only words. But the words sometimes matter when American is said, because, as you know, our people, and for a good reason, they are connected a lot to America. Because, look, as much as we love Europe, we have in Europe, we have interests. We belong in Europe, but no, Europe has not been exactly fair to our cause, as you know.
America is the quintessential country for Kosovo. I lived myself 5 years in Kosovo, and as I'm a personally very pro-American person, I was so happy because in Kosovo I felt at home, because there everybody loves America, and this is absolutely important.
And for a good reason.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and look, that we have extremes everywhere. We have, as you know, in Kosovo and everywhere, in America, everywhere we have extremes. But the majority of the people of Kosovo are pro-democracy, pro-West, pro-America, especially pro-America. There is no
and pro-NATO, of course. Yeah, Professor, we have such a great majority of Kosovo people who want to join NATO. Is there a chance to influence maybe Mr. Trump to see this chance to get peace in the Balkans by the NATO membership of Kosovo, which actually wouldn't make such a big difference on the ground, because KFOR is anyhow securing Kosovo. So it would be a wonderful symbolic level of maturity for Kosovo to be a full ally. And for Trump, it would be a great victory and maybe to achieve that.
We are trying that, and I'm not sure, because it needs a lot of effort to do that. You know, remember when independence was, proclaimed in Kosovo, and the help of America, George Bush had to do, they went through talks and everything. They have to avoid the Security Council and so. Even in NATO, there are countries who don't want Kosovo in NATO. So they have to find a way to do it. So Trump has to give a lot of effort for that to happen. And I believe that he may do it. The only thing is that at this time, America is so preoccupied with these two wars, the war, unfortunate war in Ukraine, who is the same thing that Serbia wants to do in Kosovo, Russia is doing in Ukraine. Same. It's a larger scale, more killing right now, but same thing. Hegemon trying to grab somebody else's land for stupid reasons. They have enough land. Russia has enough land more than anybody in this world. They still want to grab some land. This is ridiculous. This is people's sick minds. So the same thing with this. So America is very engaged in Palestine, and it appears that the peace may work there, and I hope it will, because it was very, very unfortunate what happened. You know, when I see, I feel the same. This was happened to my nation. When I see any nation suffering, and I feel for the people. The policies are different. You know, we may have problems with the policy of America, but I love American people. So we have to always try to bring people together and not let people suffer. That's our should be our goal in our lives. Every one of us, every politician, every diplomat, that should be the main goal. Bring people together. Let's live this world together. Everybody has a limited time in this world. Let's use to the benefit of everyone.
And you think that Trump will be positive on the message?
I believe that he will be the one who comes to Kosovo when we, of course, we are trying to, you know, to have access to him, to present him with what solution. We are thinking that the first step would be maybe, if not right away in NATO, because that's the only way to keep Serbia at bay, to have Kosovo in NATO, maybe to have some defense protection act between Kosovo and temporary until the possibility to join NATO is achieved. And we have these five countries in Europe who I think they are doing a disservice to themselves, to Europe. And to the Balkans, the five countries that are not recognizing Kosovo, they are making a big...
Let's talk about this, Agim. Especially in Romania and in Greece, the American president is very, very popular and the governments are very pro-American in Romania and in Greece, and also, of course, in Ukraine. And all the three of them have not recognized Kosovo. Do you see a chance for Ukraine, for Romania, for Greece to recognize Kosovo in the coming, maybe 2026?
I do see a chance. We have to work very hard from all sides. We in Washington and also our government there, but at this point, we just hope to create a government. We have been through this 6 months of ridiculous, you know, blocking of the government. And this is opposition. And believe me, behind that, there are oligarchs and there is types like Grenell who are instigating the opposition not to participate in democracy. They can say everybody, they can blame somebody else. Always people try to blame somebody else. They are blaming Kurti for not creating government. It's, you know how it is, like having him as a bus driver and you blow up the tires. And you tell Kurti, oh, you cannot drive the bus on you yourself. You put the knives in the bus's tires. So you destroyed. You didn't. You know, they are not letting him leave. They are not being part of the democracy. Blocking is always a mistake. Every time. Same thing in Albania. Everywhere when I see somebody, oh, I don't want to participate. That's the biggest mistake that you can make. That's the person to be always blamed. The one who does not participate, the one who doesn't vote, the one who blocks. That's the one to be very simple.
Agim, you are supporting a new formation of the government by Albin Kurti now?
I do support government by Albin Kurti because I don't see the opposition, unfortunately. In one of my writings about 5 years ago, when they lost, 4 years and something, they lost, I told them, look, you made big mistakes for 20 years. There is always a chance. You have to change. The opposition who lost the elections to Kurti 4 years ago, instead of changing themselves and being more, you know, fighting corruption, fighting people who are pro-Serbia, doing all these things. They didn't do nothing there. They spent 4 years only criticizing Kurti, manipulating, lying, doing nothing, blocking, nothing. So they haven't changed. I don't see, I am very independent. They can say whatever they want. Oh, no, I am not a Vendosia person. Actually, parties I regard as just a necessary organization that you need to create a country, to have a state which to function. Otherwise, I don't like parties, but you need parties. Now, I always, and me, not only me, but the League and Jody Aguard and Shirley, we do support the people or leaders who we think that are working for the country and for the nation. We believe very strongly, and we have facts about that. I can talk to you in hours about that, that government, the Kurti government, with all mistakes, they make mistakes, they did make mistakes, they are on the right path, they did a good thing for Kosovo, and they are the only ones to be trusted at this time to lead this country ahead.
And he will be also supporting NATO membership of Kosovo?
100%, yes. Yes, because that's the solution. That's the final goal. Once you enter NATO, everything else is going to happen. because then Serbia is going to stop. Then you have to when once they know that Kosovo is lost, and they in behind their mind they know, but they don't want to admit, because they always have this hope that something is going to happen, like they were hoping, oh, Donald Trump is going to come and he's going to give Kosovo back. These things are not going to happen. This was a process. Kosovo became independent not during the night. When you wake up, you have a dream and it's independent. It's 450 years of resistance. And then Vučić and Ibrahim Rugova and all the resistance that Albanian people did through a century and a half, that culminated with the freedom. And you think that you can go back and take Kosovo back to under occupation? Kosovo was part of the federation, even in former Yugoslavia. I was in, during that time, I studied in Croatia, in Rijeka. I have a master's degree in Zagreb. We had, Kosovo. I was even a representative of former Yugoslavia in New York for 4 years for tourism, because I finished tourism. I was the first Albanian who finished tourism in 78. That time, there were no more Albanians who did tourism. I did it, and I was even a representative of former Yugoslavia. So you cannot, this is a sick imagination to think that you can take Kosovo back, especially after all these four wars. Because no matter what they do, there may be unrest a little bit here, there will be no war in Kosovo or Serbia, because NATO will not allow it. Because if it allows it, it will be the biggest, stupidest mistake in their policy. Because then you have to engage in different way. It's better to keep the peace like it is than to create problem and then deal with it and even have soldiers on the ground or something. So they should understand that there is no way in this world, not because I'm saying, but because the reality is there is no way in this world that Kosovo will go back to Serbia. Never, ever, ever. It's done. Now, bring Kosovo to NATO. Bring in Serbia at the sometimes, even though they don't like it. Because look, we have to admit, you know, Serbs, they are pro-Russian more than pro-American or pro-Western. Of course, they will work with both sides. They like to take benefits from Europe and from Russia. But in their hearts and their minds and everything, they are connected to Russia. Europe cannot never get. The only thing is to bring them to be in peace. Otherwise, and they should have feelings for Russia. They are brothers, fine. But they cannot promote Russian hegemony in Europe. That is not something that we should take it easy. We have to fight. And Europe has to fight back. An Albanian element is pro-European. It cannot be pro anything else. It's pro-European. You can, with Albanians, you can build Europe. You help them a little bit, but then they can be a benefit. Europe may benefit from Albanian nation. Of course, you need to work with them. It's not perfect. We have bad people, good people, but create a connection with the good people, not with the corrupt people, not corrupt government. What in the world has somebody from Europe or from diplomats or even Grenell to go to have relations with a corrupt opposition? With corrupt people who brought Kosovo to their knees for 20 years. They steal so many things. They destroyed the factories. You know, it's so many things that happened during that time. There is no way of our people going back. So I think
Really, I have to come to a close now. I want to thank you very much. This was 40 minutes of Agim Alichkaj. He is the leading advocate for Kosovo in NATO.